If you read the best-selling book Blink, you may remember the singer Kenna. Author Malcolm Gladwell devoted an entire chapter to the Ethiopian-born musician who grew up in the United States. Kenna's sound combines hip-hop, house, and new wave, and his first album was all over critics' top 10 lists. But because his music doesn't fit traditional formats, it got little play on the radio. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, Kenna is determined to make his next album a case study in success.
Chapter 5 in Blink is called Kenna's Dilemma, the right and wrong way to ask people what they want. Here's Gladwell reading from his book.
Kenna is the sort of person who is constantly at odds with your expectations. And that is both one of the things that makes him so interesting and one of the things that have made his career so problematic. Just keep your eyes on me
now, love. Never stray, never let go. Gladwell goes on to talk about how Kenna Zemetkun was championed by music industry executives and groomed for alternative rock stardom. But to explain what happened next, Gladwell points to the Pepsi Challenge. Although Coke is a more popular drink, Pepsi usually wins. Gladwell says that's because Pepsi's sweetness works better in a sip test. When it comes to finishing a whole can, more people like Coke. Gladwell compares that to the way Kenna's music was disastrously test marketed, in thin sliced snippets. But people loved Kenna when they saw him in concerts or music videos. Critics still call New Sacred Cow one of the most overlooked albums of 2003. It sold fewer than 50,000 copies. Kenna's new album is called Make Sure They See My Face.
New Sacred Cow was feeling like I was boxed in and trying to figure my way out of the box. This album is acknowledging that the box exists and that I'm cool with it.
Make Sure They See My Face is supposed to come out next month, a release that's already been delayed 4 times. Kenna admits that after New Sacred Cow failed to take off, he was tempted to change his sound.
I went back into the studio to make a record, and I was like, okay, fine, I'm going to give them what they want. And I went in and I tried, and it's literally not in my DNA. Like, I'm incapable of making crap music.
Kenna acknowledges that the book Blink may help his new album. He's done some co-appearances with Malcolm Gladwell, like in a classroom for MTV. But Kenna does not want people to buy his album for the backstory. He needs them to hear his music, even if that means playing by the rules of publicity.
I have a new philosophy about commercialism, actually. I've actually just decided that I will fully go Warhol on this whole thing.
By that, Kenna means he's taking an in-the-box approach to marketing his music himself, with help from some of the country's biggest big-box retailers.
Audio rolling at speed. Okay, quiet, please.
Kenna found time between concerts at a music festival last spring to film a few songs for a Target.com promotion. He surprised store representatives on set by offering to wear wristbands with the Bullseye logo. The Target people were ecstatic and surprised. They said musicians usually disdain such obvious co-branding, not Kenna.
Target's going to sell CDs for me. They're going to put my CDs in their store. I need them to do that. So I'm going to act like I don't? That's stupid. It's almost as stupid as making music but for yourself and then signing a record deal. That doesn't make any sense either, does it?
Kenna's dilemma could not matter less to fans like 30-year-old Kazi Thomas, a musician who's come to see him at a Texas club.
This brother's choosing to, like, push the art form, you know. He's choosing to, like, diversify what black music means, you know. And when I heard his songs, I said, oh, hell yeah, this is what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying?
Thomas doesn't think it matters that Kenna's music falls between categories. He actually thinks it's a strength. Kenna is planning to follow his blitz of promotion and touring with something that has nothing to do with selling albums. He'll take time with his dad to work on water and irrigation issues in Ethiopia. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.